So, Dan, first day, where do you see Texas Monthly right now as you come in, and where do you think it needs to go?
Well, Paul, Texas Monthly is, as you noted, been this iconic feature of life in Texas for more than four decades in print. And it remains so. It's my intention that that it even expand in print, but our main task is for Texas Monthly to be as compelling and as iconic on its website and in its live events as it has been in print.
And why? Why does it need to be a bigger player in digital?
That's where the audience is moving, or a good part of the audience. We have, you know, like most publications that have both print publications and websites, we see declining, in the case of Texas Monthly, you know, very, very slowly declining print readership and rapidly accelerating online readership.
So journalism mainstays in newspaper, magazines, as well as big players in digital have had a rocky few months. You know, just last week, BuzzFeed, of all people, saw, you know, a round of layoffs that was very significant. So what does that tell you about the times we're in and what you guys have to do going forward?
Oh, it's definitely, you know, a sign of the challenge that journalism organizations generally are facing. But frankly, for Texas Monthly right now, it's an opportunity. There's a lot of terrific talent that's now available on the market. I'm meeting in 2 days with one of the people who was subject to one of the layoffs that you've mentioned, and several others are applying to us.
Now, going back to, you know, taking off from an almost 25-year career in journalism to become communications person for a tech company, that you came on board at the time, Rackspace was in major, I think, hiring mode and scale mode. And within, you know, that 10 years, you saw three of the biggest companies in technology enter the same cloud computing space and really reorient what that company thought it could do, what that company thought its future was. And I'm just wondering, you know, what does that teach you about what companies, even media companies, have to do?
It's a great question, Paul. And by the way, I started in mid-2009, and here we were well into the Great Recession. Rackspace had been growing, you know, 50% a year up until the recession hit. And during the worst of the recession, it was growing at 17% a year. I mean, a rate that other companies would, you know, would give a leg for. And then, of course, as you mentioned, we had very big players moving into the space, what I would call the infrastructure space. And what it forced Rackspace to do was to think about, let's think back to what we set out to do here. We didn't set out to run data centers or, you know, buy a lot of equipment. So let's go back to that. Let's make alliances. You know, so let's become the best managed service providers for Amazon Web Services, for Microsoft more generally, for Google Cloud Platform. And I think there is a lesson in there for journalism organizations, or really any other kind of business, which is, don't forget what it is you set out to do. Don't forget what it is that really distinguishes you from your competitors, including brand new competitors.
Your predecessor, Tim Taliaferro, got in some hot water last year when Columbia Journalism Review ran a story saying the company had run a front page story about Bumble, the dating app founded by a Texan. And Bumble was going to use paid social media to boost the circulation of that story. There was some accusations of pay to play, and some of your own reporters and editors had voiced a lot of alarm. The company and Taliaferro denied any wrongdoing and disputed aspects of the story. But do you feel like it left any kind of black mark on the organization that you need to highlight and to reinforce the brand on?
Well, sure. I mean, there are people who remember, you remember that incident. I think there are people who remember that incident in our readership and, you know, among, you know, other journalists, people we're trying to recruit and hire. But I think that the magazine has, you know, proven itself, you know, ever since that time. And I think we'll just continue to do that every day and every month.
All right. Dan Goodgame, editor-in-chief at Texas Monthly Magazine. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you. My pleasure.